Orville News on Wednesday, February 16, 2011. I am Mari, and at studio we have Andrea Yahalon, Miriam and Sandrine. The weather forecast, 29 degrees, partly cloud, ranges between 29 and 24 degrees, wind 6 kilometers and humidity 63%. Today's interview is with Reno from L'Avenir Communication Platform. She will share with us latest update on L'Avenir work, as for example the Surrendanarca Road and a few workshops that are about to come to help in their work to raise community awareness about development and planning.
Recently we were dealing with the extension of the Crown Road for which money had come and was allotted. And originally, the original drawings were for a dual carriageway, and so there was issues about whether we were going to build it very wide. Without a proper survey, some marking had been done, which came very close to the Surrender side of the road. This is the road between Surrender and Arca. The Surrender residents were very concerned due to sound and, you know, the cutting of trees and coming very close to their house, what that would mean. So there was a lot of feedback from the residents, and that feedback was taken, and as part of my job, and I recommended that we do nothing till there was a meeting with the residents, and the team did follow that, despite that we had a lot of pressure to, we have a deadline to spend money with, which is always uncomfortable, but at the same time, you don't throw money away either. So we met with the residents of Surrender, but before that, we had Lata had worked on the survey together with Christo, who helps look at roads and infrastructure. And in fact, the survey showed that the road was practically on the existing road. So we remarked that area, and we had a meeting on the road with the Surrender residents and looked at it. Their main concerns were that it'll be a lot of speeding traffic at night because people already speed on that paved road. Good roads always increase traffic and speed, so issues on how to slow it down were definitely raised. They mentioned that we need to find ways to reduce the speed, they would like that the entrance to Arca be changed to the front of their entrance because that's where the least residents are disturbed by coming and goings of traffic, which I think we would be writing to them. Maybe the road would not now be, at this present time, we're only going to make it a single road, which is 4.5 meters. And that might also be appropriate because later on it hits parks and we'll have to slow down. So let's see what happens in the future. What else? There was other designs that were supposed to be looked at for slowing down things. So that will be looked. And there was a suggestion to close the road at night between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. so that it doesn't become a speed racing section. People were not so much for speed breakers because there's sound slowing down and sound speeding up, so we have to try and find clever ways to slow things down a little bit on it, which we haven't yet. Some people had frustration about why aren't we looking at the whole traffic thing, for which there is a mobility workshop, I think, coming in March to look at the overall traffic issues in Orville. And I request all the people that are frustrated by this issue to please participate then and speak at that. That would be the appropriate time to address those issues. And also today we're having a workshop on sustainable built areas by Helen Everly, who had worked in L'Avenir in 2008. And has been very active in England, and that will be today at MMC, and I think that should be interesting. In a nutshell, that's where it is. We're still very understaffed. We could use a lot more help. We are working very much with what exists of an old plan and trying to modify it a bit because we don't have the time or the resources to really reformulate and look at everything anew either. So I think some people feel frustrated about that, but that's the best we can do with what we have today.
The team that is organizing the workshop, Mutation 2, A clearing that is going to happen from 25th to 27th of February would like to invite our Rovilians to share their experiences with participants on the morning of the third day, the 27th, from 9:30 to 12:30. For more information, please contact Aster Patel at the Bharat Nivas. Information for Auronet email users who request for mailbox and address book transfer. To access your account, now you need to use gmail.com. Put your username and the password that was sent to you previously. Feel free to contact the CSOP in case you have a problem using the temporary password. We invite all to participate today, Wednesday, the 16th at 2 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in the talk Sustainable Built Environments, presented by Helen, followed by questions and answers. All are welcome. And at night, at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, we have the concert Drupad by Uday Bawalkar, accompanied on Pukwaja Sri Pratad Awad. And today, Wednesday, Adi Shakti is starting a festival that is going to last for more 5 days. It's a beautiful festival of Indian culture. If you wanted to know more, please go to their webpage. And on Thursday, 17th February, between 10:30 and 2 p.m., join Nandanan Kindergarten to have a dedicated peep into the joyful world of children, full of beauty and wonder. Following the architecture sections tomorrow, Thursday at 4:30 at Kalakendra Bharat Nivas, we have the talk Expression in Modern Architecture by Kai K. Gutschow. All are welcome. Nature of the world knows not God only because it knows not itself. When it knows itself, it shall know unalloyed delight of being. Sri Aurobindo. I wish you a very good week. Keep on listening to the radio. Participate sending your suggestions, ideas, and also if you want to contribute, our door are always open. See you next week. Bye-bye.